As I was saying about what you're saying, like the top 50 gayest lyrics in. You know when Biggie said,
"What? You look so good, I suck with your dad's dick."
Hey, hear that nigga out now.
That's Donkey, not even the worst one he said. There's the one, the RuPaul one.
Because when you lot have to say, when you lot are saying, "Let me smell your meat," he's gone straight to the source with it.
Biggie said, "I know where you came from."
Biggie said, "I'm going straight to the source.
I need to taste where you came from." He's a bad man. That's not even his worst bar. "I'll fuck RuPaul before I fuck any of them nasty ass escape bitches." It's worse.
Yeah.
There was the one where you said something about getting that ass quick fast at Ramadan. But with that list, Charlamagne and Andrew Scholes went through, he's on there like 6 times.
He was just going bonkers in the studio, man.
Yeah, the thing is, no one's gonna, who's gonna tell him anything? Yeah. Like,
it's like, I was watching the video about, you know, when the looks were saying they were out with Tyson.
Yeah.
And they were Tyson was disrespecting Eve.
Yeah.
And then there was like, "Hey, we're not all gonna take him, but someone's gonna go in first, and then someone's gonna sucker stab him in the back."
Sucker stab him. Oh my days. I heard a sucker punch. I never heard a sucker stab before. That's a mental.
Nah. You can't sucker punch Mike.
Yeah.
Nah, you gotta stab him.
Because if you sucker punch Mike, you better hit him with like a fucking brick. Because if he's still standing after you punch him, it's gonna get long.
There's certain niggas where you just gotta shoot him.
You know, there's like certain combat sportsmen, where it's like, I know you're a combat sportsman and you're going to beat me up regardless, but it's like Mike Tyson, of all combat sportsmen, I would not want to have a street fight with him.
Because there's no like, all right, I could take him down thing. Like, if I hit him over
you
have
no, like, do you know what I mean? It's like, I feel like even someone, like, even like a great boxer, like a Muhammad Ali would be honorable even in a street fight. Mike Tyson. So imagine you got Mike Tyson, who's probably the most dangerous man ever, but he's gonna eye gouge you and bite you and do all. Nah, that's all.
You put me in a street fight with Muhammad Ali, I might take him once every 50 fights.
Tyson,
there's never a point in, unless like, even if I have a metal pole.
Have you seen Doctor Strange?
Nah.
There's this one scene at the end where he fights the main villain, innit? And he keeps reversing time, and the main villain kills him like 200 times. It's like, so he'll fight him, and then he'll die, and then he reverses time and then fights him again. That's literally what it'd be like fighting Mike Tyson. It's like, all right, cool, let's go again, because it's, bruv. That guy's fucking crazy. But yeah, we can even piggyback off that, Jadakiss and everything.
Oh yeah.
The verses, we were speaking about that before when I met up with you off Cam.
It was a nasty night. It's like seeing Cam getting booed in his hometown.
Never thought I'd live to see. Yeah, I haven't watched it back in its totality, and I've seen clips. But seeing Cam, yes.
You told me.
You niggas is late.
You want me? I was here. I've been there for a sec. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you've been there for a sec. How come you've been recording all this time?
Freshly shaved.
Nah, it's not fresh. I got this done on the weekend.
That's alright. It's looking okay.
Yeah, I got this thing done by the. You get it? It's the sleek thing, isn't it? Wet shave.
We've got the full apes.
Yeah, I have the same board. You don't even have the same board.
Just sit in the middle, we'll catch you, but not here, over there.
You don't even have the same board.
I have a seat, big man.
Yeah, Chino, have a seat. You can spit on my mic today.
So, oat milk latte.
You don't want to spit on my mic today.
Are you going to sit down so we can get into the podcast or not?
Shut up, man.
How are you going to show up late and be mad brazen about it as well? Man.
Come on, dog.
That's why I hate niggas, bro.
Niggas ain't professional anymore, man.
I hate blacks, blood.
Whoa. You're saying racist.
Same as you, big man.
Same as who?
You.
You got proof of me saying that? I don't think you do.
Nigga, keep drinking coffee. You're about as white as they come, bro.
That's as white as they come. Nigga, you're drinking Lucozade.
So?
They don't get no white than any fizzy energy drink.
What Lucozade is that?
It's a new one, Raspberry Ripple, blood.
Different.
I ain't heard of it.
Anyway,
as we were just talking about the verses in it before you lot really showed up late.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is it?
We're recording.
Yeah, we're recording, what? Nigga. The fuck?
Ludo
literally said, "Oh, you." This is mad unprofessional, by the way. But anyway, we were talking about the verses, innit?
I got it before 7. That's what I'm saying.
Got way before 7.
Ends.
But anyway,
as we were saying,
with the verses.
Yeah, I never thought I'd see Cam get booed in New York. That's a mad thing.
Have you watched it?
Nah. I only saw a few clips, you know.
Like, could you imagine, like?
That's like, I imagine you going back to your home city, and the man at the corner shop doesn't really fuck with you.
No, what?
That's a madness.
Like, she knows about to get bored up in his home city. They ain't gonna love that.
That was time ago, man.
That's what that was time ago, right? He didn't even refute the claims.
He ain't got love in his own ends, bro.
Is that gonna be all Ripley on the feed? Nah, it's calm.
Talk over you, right?
Okay, cool. Say now.
It was mistakes. It was mistakes.
But what was I saying? Yeah, Cam getting booed in New York is crazy. Like, MSG, imagine that.
Yeah, no,
that's so crazy.
What, was that Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, MSG. Oh, yeah,
versus,
yeah.
It was massive. Time,
yeah, Melo was there.
Yeah, I saw Melo there with a cigar, bro.
Wait, why was he getting booed though? Was it that bad?
Bro, the guy started choking, bro. Bro, like
was... Papa Duck.
Bro, he was choking because obviously, like, they will get. I don't, like I said, I haven't seen the whole thing in its totality innit, so
he was trying to get.
I've just pieced it together.
What he said, like, bro, he was like freestyle.
Nigga, what he said, a nigga say he don't like me. A nigga better have his gun.
Yeah.
Nigga said the bar like four times. The crowd was like, "Get the fuck out of here! Get the fuck out of here!" Started booing. Imagine Killer Cam getting booed. Are you mad?
It was massive. For like 3-4 years, he was like the coolest nigga on earth.
He was the coolest guy ever. He was legit the coolest nigga on earth.
He got nasty out there.
Why would he dab?
Jadakiss literally. Jadakiss put him on the Summer Jam screen.
That,
I can't lie.
That guy of that guy. What's it? For oatmeal,
oatmeal better than no meal.
Every time I see that video,
ice cream.
I laughed as like I watched it for the first time. I remember the first time I watched it. I was on a bus going somewhere innit, and I watched it over like 20 times.
Have a yabba dabba nice day.
he goes. What he go? He goes. Bubbly bibbly. He can be the
goat. Cam's the goat.
Cam is actually the goat. Cam, listen. Cam's one of my favorite rappers of all time. Innit?
One of my favorite people.
Like when I'm watching like that Versus back. Yeah. I'm like, this is even sad to watch.
Yeah, it's not.
Man, someone said, I think you're going to get knocked out, bro.
Bro. Legit, like, bro.
It's nasty.
That was crazy. And I didn't even expect it to go that way because when they announced it, I was thinking, do you know what? Like, Dipset, I've always been a bigger fan of Dipset.
Yeah.
Mm. Even though I think Jada's one of the best ever, I've always been a bigger fan of Dipset, innit? Their music just appealed to me more.
And they were more popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So
you thought popular music would win, innit?
Yeah, I feel like with Dipset, their music had probably more widespread appeal.
They probably had more of a widespread, but the Lox had the streets, basically.
Yeah. I'm sure they've got an album called We Are The Streets.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And them niggas were known for, like, stabbing niggas, bro.
Yeah, bro. And Jadakiss is like, bro, is that Get Said? The guy was bald for 23 years.
On purpose.
And then just showed up with a full hairline. Bro, you got a fear niggas like that. If I could show up with a full hairline.
Who are you, bro?
Nigga, I'm not bald by choice.
I'd be scared of you if you done that.
Niggas like Ashley Young.
Yeah.
Just showed up with a hairline.
He's got a good hairline. Yo, he's got a good hairline.
I say he's like 36 and he got a new hairline, bro.
Bro,
shout out Ashley Young, bro.
Ashley Young's bringing it back. They say Aston Villa's the new dream team out here.
Well, Jack Grealish running from the grind.
Yeah, he ran from the grind, bro.
Jack Grealish finally got his pieces and he's busting out, but fair enough, man. Leon Bailey back to
Alpha, I can't write at my face, bro.
You lot see it.
Like interrogation. PTSD, bro.
You'll be right.
Where the drugs?
Where was the rest of the body going?
Anyway,
you lot seen that video, the music video about Leon Bailey. There's a tune about him, yeah. I just don't know who is in the tune, but there's a tune about him, innit?
I think it's TJ.
Yeah, TJ, I thought he's in there, yeah. And I was thinking, is this Leon Bailey? He's there surrounded by babes.
His wife was fuming in that video.
What, the white thing?
No, he ain't got white.
He had a white thing. Leon Bailey had a white thing, bro.
But he's a fan. He's a family man with his mixed race queen. I think she's like a light skinned girl.
Wait, is he actually married type of thing?
Nah, just family. You know, family settings.
We don't need no title for this, but you know what it is.
We got a bond.
A bond stronger than a title. No kids.
But anyway, let's get with the intro, you know, because
Alice smiling.
We got a special guest here.
It was a funny
here.
Joke.
That's how it's bro. Yeah.
But yeah, we got a special guest here, you know.
Gaffer Gords.
Gaffer Gords, finally came down.
Nah, they don't even call me Gaffer Gords anymore.
Oh, what happened?
Why would we player?
Huh?
What happened?
Nah, it's just Gaffer now, still.
There's only one Gaffer now.
How'd you get the name Gaffer?
How'd I get it? I just got it, innit?
Was you like making, I heard in the comments you was making plays with a white woman and everything.
whoa. Nah, man, it got given to me, innit? Obviously, I was running things, you know.
In commentary with a white woman.
What?
I got him.
Hey, you know the first question on here.
Yeah.
What's the white woman body count for you?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh man,
I can't even remember. I was running.
I can't even answer that one.
What, is it too many?
Nah, not even that, fam, man. It's a bit, streets are a bit hot right now. I can't say too much still.
You know what we need to do? We need to make like a list for the guests.
You know, it's counting it.
Who do you think's on top? I'm putting Moses.
I have Moses, of course, because Moses spent a couple of years in Sweden. Gore spent babies in Coventry, and he watched with the niggas.
And Chino was in
Chino with the niggas.
He wasn't.
Bro, I was with the man.
No, you weren't, bro.
I was with the man.
He was
like,
not, bro.
Live four, like,
you wasn't. Was 1-6, was that man them there?
Yeah, bro. There was no man,
bro. There was no man.
It was
in
half,
six.
And half, innit?
It wasn't half and half.
Yeah, it was.
And Gore's went on tour as well.
Yeah.
Gore's went viral twice for going on tour. Remember?
I remember that. I remember that.
Wearing a bomber jacket, like a 40-degree weather. No, no, black.
Woman
there.
There,
there was bear jars
there, though. Come on,
man. I don't want to be snitching or anything. Wait, but yeah. When I first met Gorge,
he didn't hang with them. He hang with the white people, bro.
I swear to you, when I first met Gorge, it was in Shoreditch, and there was a couple women. I won't state their race. I won't state their race. But you know when you see a man, so you give him the head nod,
yeah.
Man would like this to me.
Oh, oh my!
Keep it
alone.
Yo,
you remember the last time when we come here and we was going to Danorama?
Yeah.
I come in, yeah. Obviously, I met everybody in it. Met Gore's calm. Everyone's chilling. Gore's disappears.
Bro, he's nasty.
Look, man in the corner over there. Donnie with some miscellaneous women. Like, I see, yo.
I remember that. There was one time, I'm not even going to hot up names or whose kickback it was. You were at a kickback like 5 years ago. It must have been now. Or like 4 years ago, yeah? This nigga disappeared. I don't even want to blow him up, innit? I don't know what the status is. He disappeared into a cupboard for like...
He
was putting in the trunks for everyone.
He didn't fit into a cupboard for 2 hours. I popped back out with 2 joints. I said, fair enough. I was so drunk that day, innit? But I remember that vividly. I said, fair enough.
This is trunks for everyone. Ludo, this is for Alex.
In the cupboard, though.
This is for Alice.
Bro,
We know what you mean.
Nah, I'm telling you, you got the wrong guy, man. That was probably Gore's, bro. That was Gaffer, innit?
That's not me.
Your eyes are deceiving you.
Shut up, Assad.
Who are you going to believe?
Me and your lying eyes.
Yeah, man.
No, him and Tuca's disappeared like, what's that thing? What's that?
My lad, Gore's and Tuca's two-man game is crazy.
That's
Kobe and Paul Gasol right there. Kobe and Paul Gasol, bro.
It was nuts.
That's Showtime Lakers right here, man.
Nah.
Going crazy with it. But episode 19, we here.
Yeah,
we got a few things to talk about, but we're just going to run with it. But first of all, Jamaica Independence Day dropping tomorrow, you know.
What's the plan? What's the mall?
Do you know what, yeah? I'd love to be outside for it, but I'm broke. I'm finished, man.
Yeah, July
finished me.
Euros.
Finished
me.
July was heavy still.
I see a couple dances coming on Friday, but, you know, shout out to all the Yardies, the Rusters, all the Africans that were pretending to be Jamaican back in the days. You still fuck with you, man. Gino, you wasn't getting that off?
Nah, bro. I couldn't even do that. I had my accent, bro. I couldn't even do that. Niggas knew from the beginning.
That's where you was from.
Remember those wrestlers...
I was
saying, yeah.
Well, no dances, no shebeens, bro.
There's a shebeens tomorrow.
There's
so.
A no signal one.
You don't know if you sell out quick, brother. I want to have a yardie radio, bro. Like start at like 2 a.m.
Yeah. Then we're starting at like 5 a.m. when the sun's coming up.
Yeah.
Ludo wants to break out the white jeans, bro. He's waiting for that.
I'm telling you, when Twitter was cooking people for the
white jeans.
For all white parties, yeah, bro. I had to delete all my family photos, man.
Every time you're on holiday, all you wear is white.
You look just like 112.
Yeah. Can you stand the rain?
Taking a piss, bro.
I'm being serious, yeah. Like, when there's something different about all white party, like, it just hits different.
You feel like P. Diddy?
me, my dad, my brothers and cousins, yeah, when we hit to one all white party, no matter, like, everyone's in all white, innit? But you just feel like you're in the all whitest.
Yeah.
Like, and when you know you're a real yard man, when you got the all white with the red bottoms, you going crazy.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, you going crazy.
That's this.
But yeah, man. But I've always said, like, Jamaicans had, like, enough impact on every culture, really, man.
Yeah, for sure.
For such a small island, what you guys done in, like, you know, culture in worldwide
is ridiculous. Culturally, and even like, if you look at the Olympics are on right now. Just look.
I was watching the Olympics, Elaine and Shelly.
You don't fuck with each other, no?
Bro, when Elaine won, yeah, Shelly's face was mad.
Sour.
But I've always said, that's Jamaican. Jamaicans aren't friendly unless it's on Twitter. I've always said that, like, we don't really fuck with each other. Like, we're a unit.
Yeah.
But, like, we can just be a bit salty. Like, other islands, go to, like, Barbados, they're the most loveliest people. Mm. I always said, when I first went to Barbados, yeah, I was just like, I kind of, like, had my back up against the wall because I know how it is. But they really, like, just, like, love everyone because it's such, like, other small islands, because they're so small.
They're tight-knit.
They're like, tight.
Yeah.
Imagine Jamaica's a small island, but...
But they're the biggest.
But in Caribbean, I think it's, like, the second biggest. Yeah. So...
You guys are...
Kind of, like...
You guys are the most popular country in the Caribbean, so you guys are... The big dogs.
Yeah. Big dog mentality. None of that. But, yeah, man. But you lot been watching the Olympics.
I can't watch it. It comes at weird times. I miss all the
small. I've been watching a little bit of the boxing.
I've not watched one thing.
I haven't been watching any of the big events like the swimming or anything, though. To be real with you, only thing I've really watched is like the boxing, a bit of the basketball.
You know, what I liked about this year's Olympics is the new sports, like BMX, I think, skateboarding, and what else?
Yeah, like a 13-year-old win a medal.
The rock climbing. Have you watched the rock climbing?
Yeah, I saw a woman climbing and she fell off.
The rock climbing is intense. Like, it's 5 seconds. Like I think the fastest time was like 5.6. But it's like, the way they speed up the wall, and when the woman, the two ladies, she was literally about to tap it and she fell off. And it's pissed that, like, you could see she wanted to cry. But I was thinking, in about 10, 15 years, I think, like, gaming is going to come into an Olympics.
Like, esports and
esports will come on next.
Because, you know me, I'm asked to just slap on, like, FIFA real quick.
Not good, bro.
Nah, it's not the same, bro. It's not the same.
I can practice. Or my son has to go in.
Go on. You see that 10-year-old, fam? You see when he was winning like 400 games?
Oh, yeah. When he lost, I was buzzing. I can't lie, bro. Rest in piss.
Bro, you know, the funny thing is, every time you would tweet, because his face looks bare smug, I picture him folding his arms. And then every time you post his record, bare virgin. Virgin's calling him a virgin.
He's 10 years old, you know, and those are the guys you get whacked up online, bro.
That's
why I hate that.
Man, you got 400 wins, but how about 400 bitches?
But you know what's so crazy? That brother proved that I might be bad vibes, innit? Because when I saw the video, the reaction, you know, he posted like the reaction video, or someone posted the reaction video of when he lost.
Yeah.
I think he lost the penalty shootout or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like when he missed the penalty to lose, and then like he was like bit upset, innit, bro? Like, I started laughing. I was like, whoa, I might be a bad person, because it was like,
yeah, I was in my head.
Set something off on me.
Because every week you see like 103-0. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, nah, man, he's always winning. Someone got to beat him, bro.
Fam, he's 10 years old, you know. It's nuts.
No, I don't think he's 10. I think he's like 12, 13.
Three years is huge. Yeah, but
still, though. But no, I know what you mean, but still, 10 is...
Grown niggas are calling him virgin.
Yeah, but they're all football Twitter incels, though, man.
I was calling him a virgin, bro.
Everyone is... Nigga, go get some hoes. I was going to say everyone in this room was a virgin at 13, but now I'm not sure.
Huh? I'm not sure either.
I'm not sure no more.
Yeah, we know.
My status is anonymous.
You're a victim.
See the lady.
She needs to see me.
I might fuck her if I... I'm
sick, bro. So sick. No, but esports is hard, though. Like, there's a lot of money in it. Like, there's bare money in it. Like, even shit like League of Legends.
League of Legends, Fortnite.
Do you know what's going to be really, really big? When this boxing game drops.
Which one?
The new one, innit? Have you not been seeing
I haven't. I haven't.
There's a new boxing game in development. They got basically every boxer. Do you know any people that haven't really signed yet? I think they'll get AJ eventually, because they announced Tyson Fury last week. They announced Canelo like a couple of months ago. Like, they basically got every big boxer. There's like 250 licensed boxers, past, present, all of that. Like,
is that why you was talking about Fight Night before?
No, that's Fight Night. I'm talking about another action.
Yeah, I know, but is that was it in conjunction to that? You think, oh, you wanted to just get the feeling back again?
Yeah.
Bruv, but, boxing games were hard, bro.
Legit, but no, but this game, I think it's going to be big with esports. People are going to be like, it's going to be, because when Fortnite came out, esports weren't really big like that. People weren't really gaming like that, like comparatively.
Comparatively, yeah.
But like now, you're going to get my man, who's like the best boxer, whatever, against my man, but reality, they're like,
this was time, like,
do you know what I mean?
They always do well.
They might probably do like weight divisions as well, innit? Like,
yeah, they'll do all of that. There'll be a proper like online boxing like community. Yeah.
Boxing games are always very like, they do really well. Like, you know, I watch like reactions and like gamers and stuff, walkthroughs and that. There's bare people that go back to play champion, you know.
Yeah, even now, they go back. But I was watching them and that's when we want to get it again. I was like, nah, I got the itch. And then obviously with this new boxing game coming out, I was like, I need to get the feeling back.
You got the itch. You got the itch? What itch?
Not the Alex itch.
Yeah, okay.
Damn, come on, dog. Come on, dog.
Good. You caught STD?
Nah, I haven't, you know.
Or you reckon clean, bro?
You know what? No, young clap.
Never, bro.
You ain't experienced.
Yeah, you're the
nah,
bro.
Man.
Yeah, bro, you're, I probably ain't gonna clap. You ain't fucking enough.
I saw that the other day, innit? But I was like, nah, man. Obviously, you gotta be careful.
But like, even on tour, like, don't they young?
Nah, G. You see on tour?
Yeah.
Like,
no, really young guys than ever.
Kept it wrapped.
Oh, you have to up on tour? Mm. So you understand.
You got your lawyer in your ear right now. That's crazy.
I bet any of them man them on tour, did they catch that?
I can't even say too much.
Bro, you could be wearing a wire, bro.
Hey, all I'm saying, yeah, I'm not snitching on anyone. But my nigga Jem must have had like... You know when man's got the chlamydia tablets on the go?
Oh my goodness.
I said you're a nasty ass, and you're a nasty man.
I said you got the sensory beans on.
I'm not snitching on anyone, but there's a gym.
They could just pop him just in case. I was like, alright, cool.
So if it feels like a little itch, you just pop him. No matter what.
Hey.
If he
ever comes on, just ask him, because
just for peace of mind.
I can't lie, if he ever comes on, I've got a lot of questions. We're gonna have a sit down before the podcast. I've got a lot of questions.
We might need to bring the lady in.
Remember watching Love Island?
Yeah, man.
I know Alex has.
Bro, no. Don't bring it up. Don't bring it up.
What?
Don't bring it up.
I'm not bringing it up.
Because it's deleted. Okay. It's gone. It's in the past.
Don't do that again.
We deleted a tweet?
Yeah.
Wow. What was it that bad?
Because even he knew it was that bad.
What was the tweet?
I'm not going to say it. You know what I'm going to say? I'm not going to say it, innit?
We'll go off camera.
Listen. You know what I'm going to say? I'm not going to say it, innit? But it was ridiculous. Like, I looked at it, and I said to him, I doubt his number. Like, I was going to call him and be like, what are you dealing with?
What's the topic?
Wait, how bad was this?
I'm not going to bait him up, innit?
What was it? The topic.
Anyway, I'm just glad to see Toby and Chloe back together, innit? Yeah. Because Chloe's just reaping the benefits of taking back a cheating man. Now, sometimes you just gotta.
You'll forgive your man.
Yeah,
just come on, man.
The thing is, women don't know. Yeah, when he comes back, he's on his best game. He's got everything out.
Now
he's trying to be a good man.
Yeah, for like 7 days.
Do you know what I mean? You would have got the best version, everything you need to be, I would have been for the next week.
For about a fortnight.
Do you know what I mean?
So. In the outside world, give it 2 weeks on your best behaviour. Yeah. So inside the villa, Toby's going to be back on his bullshit. Let's say another 3 days.
Yeah.
Before Sunday comes, he's gonna be sloppy with it. We need to talk about it. Yeah, like we always want back like a girl after like they've. Let me rephrase because it sounds like I've cheated.
Niggas always
want back their girl after they cheated. Yeah, then they realise. They shouldn't have gone back because it's never the same.
It's never the same because the girl
that's
will always
hanging over you.
Even if she does take you back, she'll always resent you.
Kind of, so you'd be like, I hate it here. Like, I can't do nothing.
But yeah, I hate it too, bro.
But you know what? I think that Tyler guy, he had too much dip on his chip.
Nah, he's a donut. Like, do you know what it is? When I'm watching Tyler, like, to be honest with you, the guy is getting me mad because it's like, he's so...
He's bad with his lies.
Not even the fact that he's bad with his lies is that, like, he's not even really... The brothers, how can you go up to a Jones and be like, yo, I like you, but I'm going to get to know her. Wait for me, basically, is what he's saying. For me, any girl who's dumb enough to, like, accept that, like, I don't really want you around because, like, you're bare dumb.
If you're stupid like that, like... No, I mean, you're going to be raising my daughter with that mindset. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, come on, man.
You lie, man.
You make her dumb as well?
Yeah, like, I can't be having that. Like,
you got to make me lie. You got to make me lie.
But Kaz is very annoying. Kaz is mad petulant, man. Like, the way she was behaving yesterday with, like,
Finally, you see how Twitter's finally turning her? I won.
She's mad petulant. I mean, before, she was kind of like, well, to some people anyway, she was kind of like a sympathetic character.
You know what it is? But you live, long enough to become the villain.
Yeah.
Nah, for real.
100. Oh, because she got slimed out now. She's like, I'm going to be slimy too.
Yeah. But did she even really get slimed out though? Like, it was a couple days.
But yeah, she slammed her for more than one
time. Okay, Toby slammed her out.
Exactly, she got slammed out.
But the whole Tyler thing, yeah.
Tyler was nasty. I've always said,
because Tyler came and said, came into the villa and said, I only got eyes for you.
Yeah,
you could have said, I come to the villa, I like you, but I'm still a thing.
That's the thing.
He came in straight and said, I only got eyes for you.
When you're too reassuring, to women, for no reason as well.
Exactly, no reason.
Like, you didn't need to say all that.
Nobody asked him.
That's nasty, man. Like, as a guy, I can say that's nasty. Like, if he...
A slime person like myself, I can see slime. Identify slime.
Yeah. Like, come on, like, he didn't really need to go that hard. Like, she really liked him. Could have just kept his,
He should have kept, what he should have done? Kept it ambiguous.
You know what it is. You got a bond.
Wait, so good, you're telling me you put your towel, everything, every situation.
Oh, no, 100 not.
So do you know what I mean? You got that, man. You got in your locker, bro.
Yeah. Sometimes. You got to do that.
But do you know who I'm hating on? Teddy. How you take back a woman like that? Live on TV. You know what,
the whole face situation, to me, I just washed my hands of it because I was like, do you know what, like, I'm just not going to speak on it because it's getting my head hot.
You know, it's kind of them ones like your boy's with a girl and you hate that girl, but that's your boy though. I hate her, but do you, bro. As long as you're happy.
Pussy don't slap enough to deal with that kind of stress.
Mm. But you know what is that women on Twitter were saying that, like, oh, Teddy's so mature, he can deal with her. What was that woman's bravado or whatever?
And I'm like,
it's not bravado. She's a donut. She's mad, like, kind of similar to, not similar to Kaz, but different to Kaz as well. She was like, they come across as mad entitled, didn't it?
Yeah.
How, like, even when, you know, when they come back from Kaz for more, they come back on his own, and she was sitting with my man.
And she's been sending bare comments and that.
She started pressuring him because she was like, she had egg on her face. She realised that she was in the wrong end. So now she's trying to put her guard up, talking about, oh, I saw the postcard and I put my guard up and read it, but it's like...
A man should explain himself. Anytime
women talk about you being a good man or a real man, you're getting violated.
But that's why I see men and women, most like, we're never going to see eye to eye because we see it as Teddy is being getting violated, but they're seeing Teddy, he's so mature, he's so emotionally,
I'm seeing him getting walked all over.
Women are seeing
him being mature. Fair enough, innit? Yeah. That's what you call mature.
Okay. He's a bigger person, never helped anyone, by the way.
Were you saying he's not alpha male?
I think the whole alpha male team is like, he's made up.
Do you see me? Like, you see that picture? You see that picture of the Joker here on the stage? That's what he's doing. That's what he thinks he is, man. Like, he's made up.
Cat in a hat.
And he's gonna try to tell me I ain't got bars.
Wrap around.
Bibbidi bobbidi.
But alpha male shit is bullshit, man.
Yeah,
what do you feel about alpha male stuff?
Actually, I don't rock with it, man.
Hey, I was telling people, if a woman try get you into an alpha male conversation, just say no and walk away. Because if you say I am an alpha male, she's gonna violate you.
Yeah.
If you say I'm not, she's gonna violate you. You're not in the conversation. Like, it shouldn't even be a word in the male dictionary. Yeah. Like,
if you ask, are you alpha male? I'm a human being.
My thing is always that, like, if you're an alpha male, whatever, quote unquote, we'll use that phrase for the sake of this conversation, innit? You shouldn't have to say it.
You shouldn't have to come out and be like, I'm an
alpha, I'm whatever, innit?
It's kind of the niggas have to prove they're putting work in. Niggas should just know.
My mind's on.
Just know. That nigga kills people, you know? You're like, I kill people. You trying to prove to you or me?
I was going through my videos on my phone, and then I remember sitting on the train, and there was one, like, scary-looking guy. Like, I knew he was on stuff.
Yeah.
And then his voice was so scary. I recorded it on Snapchat, And then he was like, I'm just going to go walk around the farm with my ting, because back in 2003, my gun went bang, bang. And then he's like, now, he goes... I swear to you, I believed him. Whatever gun he had that day, I believed him. I could. So, I was literally, I was just there, like,
You know, them ones, like, it was just me and him on the carriage. It was like 11 p.m. Yeah. Bro, I was about to call my mum, but like, yeah, come pick me up.
Man said, I'm going to walk around the farm with my tin.
I was like,
what good can come of that, baby? Yeah. Like,
back in 03, your beef has died.
I was going to say beef, bro.
Oh, your ops are gone, bro.
Bro,
your ops only got 9 to 5s now.
So I must have recorded like 2 years ago, so what, like a good 15 years? So.
03, you know how long 03 was, bro?
Nearly 20 years. 03,
your ops all settled down with kids. Man, go
bro,
home.
Bro, their kids probably got kids. Bro, that was the 03 years. Yeah, bro, time to beep it.
I wasn't even in second news. I just came to this country.
Gino just touched down in this country.
Oh my god.
I just got it.
Man said 03.
Oh man, like.
Be bro, Jordan was still in the league in 03, bro. That's so crazy.
That's nuts.
We didn't have grimy at 03.
No, literally.
That's nuts.
The garage
music.
I think niggas riding up to deep it. 17 years ago. That's nuts, bro.
18
now. My bad.
Oh man.
That's nuts, man.
Real life scary, man. But
that's so crazy. So I'm gonna walk around farm with my team.
But I'm talking about public transport, yeah. I had this like situation like 2 weeks ago. I had a cold. I wanna know like what's the formal way of wiping your nose without a tissue? Like what? Say if I've got a runny nose.
I don't know.
Edge of your jumper.
So I tried like doing my edge of the jumper thing. Yeah. I had like black, and it kept on like having white smidges on it, looking like I'm a 7 year old.
Yeah.
I must have had a
you got to then unroll, like do that, unroll it in it, turn it inside out.
Look at me asking in it, lads, if I know.
I don't know.
I'm a fucking Scooby.
Just let your nose run, then you ain't got no tissue.
I keep the tingle. Dude, bro.
Like, what I did, I had like
a tissue. So you carry tissue, but you never carry condom.
What you get?
What?
Give a
what on you, bro?
Give a what?
You get a tingle on you, bro?
The tissues, bro.
He didn't say that. So you're saying
once you. I literally said tissues. And that's what Ludo said, you'll carry tissues but not condoms. First of all, no.
What, you don't carry a dom with you?
What need them for?
Hmm? Fam, you never know what you end up in, fam. Nigga like,
what? You end up just slipping in.
You just leave your yard to go to work and I hear some cheeks.
I wish!
Hey, talking about that, yeah, you don't like surprise cheeks, yeah? Have you ever linked a babe with like your broke nigga boxes on? The one with the holes in it?
Oh, what? The ones that what? They look like they crack
those checkered ones.
Yeah, you know the ones. Okay, they got a Moscow pattern.
I must have my broke nigga boxes on, and the girl I was with was like, hey, you got a small hole in there, but I was like, hey.
Mind you, are you my business? Don't do that.
You know when they ripped up at the seam a little because you've been putting up to her? I was like, hey. didn't have the Calvins that day, man.
I think, yeah, hand on heart, I had bare of them till I saw women clown them onto her. Hand on heart.
Were the gel nigga boxes?
Why did you have more than like one or two pairs?
I had quite a couple. Then I was like, yo, is this what this is? I went and got the elastic straight away.
You know, have you seen that video?
Goz, what type of boxes did you wear?
That's a simple question, bro.
Let me see, nigga.
Yeah. What you working with over there? What's going on over there?
You got 40 bridge right there?
What's going on? Bring me on.
What you working?
What is this, cuz?
Welcome to Apes on Tape. What you thought this was?
This is Rick and Morrow Central, big man.
For me, I've wear some Calvin Klein's, you know.
But now, do you know what? Yeah, I've always said, have you seen that video, yeah, of the guy at his workplace? And the recording of his boxes.
And
they're like, he's wearing the same boxes. And so he gets his wife to record him to show he's got the same boxes.
Yeah.
And I feel that because once I find a comfortable box like pair, I'm buying them over
that's
and
like
over
me, that's
over
like
and
me.
Again.
Unless you buy them in bulk.
I'm talking
like, I order like 20 pairs legit.
Because once you put on boxes that don't really fit or...
The package feels good, like
Why don't you get put bad boxes on?
But they're talking like I like being taken care of. Like, I hear it though.
So what type do you man wear? Pause. Is it the tight ones or like the ones that are like shorts?
You wearing ones that like shorts?
Wait.
Bear braggy and
I said that's what I said.
Look like Gary
in the 80s.
Bro, no, I said I replaced them, man. You get me?
So what, you used to wear the ones that were like shorts?
So you pulling up to be a thing with those on, bro?
Back in the day, yeah.
Looking like you just come out of a 15-year stretch.
Like, I used to hate those ones because when I was younger, my meat would like...
Well, what?
Used to hang like... Who's those on for?
As soon as I realised, yeah, the fact you just weren't taking care of it, I changed.
Hey, the way to identify like a South nigga, yeah... South niggas always have those short boxes, yeah? Extra large, with joggers underneath their jeans. I've never got that swag.
Well, you weren't into that?
It was too restrictive, bro.
Bro, that was like, oh, man, bro.
Why do you have joggers, underneath...
joggers underneath jeans is bonkers, by the way.
It was a thing,
but it was nuts when you think about it.
No, it was definitely a thing. I don't mean it went bonkers.
I was thinking when I was like 14.
Would you ever did that?
Like, I had it underneath my school trousers.
Only shorts, but... I only had shorts on underneath my jeans just in case I was playing football somewhere.
In the summer, yeah. It was you baking.
Hey, what do you mean? What?
Car.
wait. Say, what's on your mind, big dog?
I know a couple of guys that used to wear shorts if they... We're going to Ting's Yard, didn't it? So you prepare wearing shorts and they stay over, innit?
All right, cool. You got me. That's me in my 20s.
What is always work on?
Like, if I was going to a Ting's Yard,
yeah.
You don't really want to bring an overnight bag.
Yeah, bro.
I'm gonna wear my shorts so I can sleep comfy.
Yeah, I'm just gonna got my shorts on. I'm not, bro. If I'm leaving the next day, what am I bringing a bag for?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's what niggas used to still do.
What,
like,
just shorts, no boxers? So just like meet the skin, like.
Well, it's so funny how guys think, you know. It's so funny. No. Everything's practicality over everything.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's nuts.
Like, you go hotel, yeah. And you just bring literally your keys and your book.
That's way too bucky.
There's the keys in your wallet.
I'm not even bringing a wallet, bro. Contactless, nigga.
We've been talking about overnight bag. All I bring is my keys, my wallet, my meat.
My keys, my headphones, and my phone. That's it.
Wow. So, let me ask you one question. Like, if you want to stay in over a shorty's yard, and you beat.
Okay.
Yeah. You put back on the same boxes?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. What'd you say?
So, wait, you bring in spare boxes?
Of course.
Wait. As in, like, you only stay one night?
One night.
Okay, a few hours.
One night.
I'm saying one night.
If you're staying over, you know you're staying over. You don't bring a change of boxes?
No.
Wait, if I know I'm staying over,
I'm bringing.
Like, if you're going to. It's not. I'm not asking.
It might be like a late night booty call, like, yo, where you at?
Are you coming from crib?
And I'm coming from crib.
So are you not going to sleep in the crib?
I'm leaving early morns, though.
Early morns, bro.
But, so you're not... So wait, after you
I
beat...
I might actually not sleep.
So after you beat...
I might be for the boxer hole, bro.
So you don't change your boxers.
Put it to the side.
You don't change your boxers. You don't shower nothing.
Oh, put it to the side.
I might leave early and shower.
You don't change your boxers. You don't shower nothing.
I might even go early.
Next time you beat, come link before you go home.
You've been nuts. I wasn't sure where you was going with that.
I wasn't going to go there with that. But now that the information been presented to me. But you know, niggas don't like...
Nah, early morning.
You
I'm
niggas on about your hygiene. I hear that though.
It's not even about though. Early morning, I'm out. I'm going to shower so now. Whole, I get home.
No, wait, so you really comfortable with just in the shorty yard, like?
Yeah. So you showering in that?
Not moving comfy.
Unless I know the girl for like.
Not all the time, but if it's a hotel.
Okay.
Sure.
You should have said that.
No, but even both cases.
No, hotel's different.
Yeah. Wait, let me say something.
Yeah. Hotel, Ludo's moving crazy, just bringing his keys.
Yeah,
I'm leaving the next day.
If it's hotel, I'm gonna bring a little.
In both cases, though, so like for me, in both cases, like even if I'm not gonna shower, I can't put back on the same. Like, I can't like beat. And then, like, whatever, and then put on the same pair of boxers. Like,
I'm a grimy
nigga. You're really doing marketplace right now.
Doing what, sorry?
You're doing marketplace right now.
Yeah. I said, why's everything got to
you're doing
market?
Radio, bro.
Why can't I just talk and, like, give my opinion on shit?
Because you're like... It's not that serious sometimes.
Why nigga, just because you don't care about your hygiene?
Yeah, that's not what it is at all. Because if I'm out early in the mornings,
you're comfortable. You're not a strike and go guy.
So what am I then if I'm not a strike and go guy?
You're a fox in a box.
You're not a striker. You're like a lamper. You're going to get your goals, yeah? But I wouldn't.
But this is, you know,
you're gonna get
cautious.
Your cautious, though.
Yeah, you're cautious.
You're not Van Nistelrooy where it's at your feet, bang. Jermaine Defoe.
You're just slotting it.
You know when that Jermaine Defoe, he's in the box, he's got the ball, he's slot. You know what he's gonna do.
You man are crazy.
Lampard, he might lay box.
Yeah, you're too comfy, bro.
So what you put boxing in your fanny pack?
Plastic bag.
You're bringing a plastic bag.
And you're walking on
the road. That was sarcasm.
Wait, so, you go aboard last holiday, you link a thing, you taking a thing there to...
No, let me tell you why that's different, because it's different to me, a shorty calling me from my crib at midnight, booty call, and then I'm at my crib, and I have the facilities to grab something before I leave, rather than being out, let's say, Zanti or whatever, wherever the man them go, and then I'm at a club, and the chick's like, yo, come home. That's different.
Okay, say we're at a club now, then.
That's different when you literally don't have the option. Because if I'm at a club with a beanie, she tells me to come home, I haven't got the option to grab.
So now you've done that, the germs are still germing that you're talking about, you're still a nasty nigga.
But I told you I showered as well, bro. I legit said that.
Yeah, you just moving different. For me,
you just go to sleep and you got all that cheek juice all over you, and you're happy with that.
So for me, it's like...
No, but answer the question.
Wait, you shower egg straight after the beat.
Not straight after, but I make sure I have a little shower before I go to bed.
That's only happened to me once,
You didn't do like not just sleep.
Sometimes you just pass out, maybe
once every so often, but like I try to make a considered effort to bang a shower. Like,
that's not going through my head. Yeah. I can't lie. After cheeks, I'm laying in them covers.
I'm sleeping.
Me and Shaw get to talking, but I'm going to sleep.
Oh, you like that, yeah? You like what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Team talk, team debrief.
That went well.
Yeah. Obviously, that play went well. Could have done that. Next time, we could do that.
She's talking to me like, oh, you beat your high score and your strokes, you know.
You beat 178.
You know what I mean?
It's kind of mad. I just realised I don't really be staying over like that.
What, so you just
sit in and out?
You just slot and go.
Cheesy chino for real.
Cheesy chino for real.
He's beat the offside trap.
Inzaghi, I seen the things he beats on.
Jesus!
What would you say?
Nothing.
All I'm saying is,
you know exactly what I'm talking about. He knows.
Wait, Chino or Gord?
No, Chino.
What do you do?
We'll talk off mic. He knows exactly what I'm talking about.
This nigga is terrible.
He knows exactly
what you say, though?
On mic. Well, basically, Alice is trying to say that Chino's CV is a bit spooky.
Oh,
he said
God.
That. All I'm saying
it's
is,
a bit spooky.
We'll talk off mic.
But that's my man over there. He's a prolific striker.
Niggas putting this on me,
Hey, listen, cheeks and let cheeks, bro.
I don't know about that, man. I don't know about that. I do okay for myself.
But he's got a big heart.
Yeah. For me, it's happened once, when a babe was like, cheeks in my yard, and then she was like, I'm going to go have a shower. But I was like...
You going to wash all that juice off?
But for me, it was more...
You
can put that in a sippy cup, bro.
We got round two to go. Yeah. But no, but like, for me, it was more of like...
you know what I'm saying? Only be in the moment still, you know what I'm saying?
No, it wasn't in the moment. I was trying to rush her out.
Oh,
you're trying to get her out?
Like, it'll be a bit nuts if... Like, my mum wouldn't be pissed that there's a girl around. But like, she's just up in here using my shower. Like, it's a bit like...
Comfortable?
Yeah, but you're a bit comfy. Yeah, and she'll be like... Is that your girlfriend or what?
And that's another conversation.
That's a bare question. Yeah, I don't want to listen to you.
Yeah, like if I go and if I do that to someone, I've never done that to a girl. We've gone to a yard and like about to jump in the shower. It's like I'm paying rent around. I mean, like it's a bit nuts to me. It is a bit of a crazy concept.
Unless you've got a free yard, then I feel comfortable.
If it's a free yard, but I still probably would just
even though you might have cheeks with the chick's parents in the crib and that.
That's even nuts, bro.
That's a mad thing, even to me.
There was one time. Back in my heyday.
Because that's the basis of my whole conversation. Sure? Is like, I don't be cheeks him when the chicks price that crib.
There was one time, met this girl once, like just went out, and she's like, come back to mine. I was like thinking, it's 3 yards. Yeah. Get into the yard, her dad and mum's there. Dad was shaking my hand and then like ushering me upstairs.
What? Ushering?
Wait.
No, like, he's like,
she's white, innit?
I was about to ask that.
She has to be. You can't tell me she wasn't.
We got him.
She wasn't.
No. All right, so she was Chinese and Irish.
What?
She's white, bro.
Yeah, but like they weren't.
Her dad was Irish, innit?
That's a mad mix.
Yeah. And he was. I was just kind of trying to like.
You know, I think the dad wanted. He wanted a mixture of his grandson to play
the
wings.
Yeah, something like getting the Olympics or something like. Yeah. But he don't know. I'm slow.
Give me a Jaden.
But yeah, like so I shook his hand and I thought, ah shit, let me just stay down here.
Yeah.
And she went upstairs, and
she's expecting that you to follow, innit?
And I'm just like staying down there, and he was like, I was like.
For real?
All this for 100? And then, like, I was trying to, like, keep it respectful.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying, like...
But she was, like, she was just saying...
You looking at cheeks again?
Yeah.
No, bro, what are you talking about?
You need a hinge, Boko Haram.
But, yeah, then, yeah, she was just, like...
we'll get to that one.
She just told me to give me, like, the green light, like, give out the strokes, like, the crazy strokes. And I was, like, parents are downstairs, you know what I'm saying? But,
yeah...
These two are trading cheeks right next to me.
So, what am I doing here? Chatting?
They're trading women like it's Pokemon cards. It's nuts out here.
Mine came off that store.
Where'd you come off it?
There's too many mad women out there.
For real, bro.
Was you linking these women and what's going on?
Nah, it goes well, isn't it? But. I just want too much.
Any bad experiences?
Hinge is for that relationship that as well.
Yeah, it is. But obviously,
it's not a crushing site.
Yeah, if you use it at Tinder, you got it wrong. Yeah.
What are the new sites? What are the new sites these days?
Oh no, bro.
Bumble. It's not new, but
I heard about it. But I don't
tell
know
you what, I had one bad experience with Hinge. Yeah, it was in New York. I don't really use like dating apps in like. London. If I'm in a new city, going to a new city, I'm trying to meet the locals.
Yeah, meet the locals.
I ain't really trying to smash. I'm just trying to meet the locals.
And I need a chauffeur to take me around.
I hate when I go to a new place. I don't like the tourist stuff, innit?
Yeah, so I want to do the proper stuff in there.
Like, take me to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So I was in.
Tell me where Pot Smoke blocks from.
Yeah. So I was in New York, and this thing wanted to meet me as soon as I touched down. I was like, wow.
Let me
settle in, like, comfortable. Move about. And then she just sent me one voice note by the third day. She's like, you're fucking playing me, da 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 da. If you ain't serious, da da da. And the way she's shouting a New York accent, I can't do a New York accent really, but
it was. But it turned you on, innit?
Yeah. I got shouted out by two women in New York, and I was like, yeah, I can stay here.
What's the matter with you? Why did you just angle women so much?
Hey, man, it's true. I don't even know why, man. I'm a nice guy. I don't trouble anyone.
Yeah,
but for women, yeah. Probably the one you deal
it's
with.
Because they can't beat you up.
Yeah. Some women can.
Yeah.
Nah. Some women can get reckless. The other woman was talking about how her daddy's a shooter.
Did you see that video of that woman who tried to run over that bruh? And she missed twice.
Nuts.
And then he started laughing at her.
Yeah, yeah. Your head's gone.
They tried to kill RV, but they panicked.
Because he was rubbing it in and she got out of the car and chased him. She caught him as well and dragged him to the ground. It was mad, bro.
Nah, women, I understand it. Women can be nuts. I was just saying before, like, sometimes dealing with women they ain't even worth it, bro.
Women can be nuts. Then I meet niggas like you, and then I understand why.
Wait, go.
You heard me. Say that. I said women can be nuts, but then I meet niggas like you, and I understand exactly why they're so nuts.
What do you mean by me? I'm actually a nice guy.
Are you?
No, but no. Do you know what? I'm just a bit stressful.
Yeah,
I'm a lot to deal with.
A lot to deal with.
My ADHD be busting sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, how can you blame me? Huh? Why are you always trying to get the
game? Such a rigmarole.
But sometimes my ADHD be going off. But as I was saying, like, women are genuinely not worth it. Like when I say it, like, for the, you know, there's some beats you could like deal with, but you got to deal with the stress.
Yeah.
As I was saying, it's a 360 deal nowadays.
It's a 360 deal.
Yeah. It's never you beat and then you can go, like, and stop chatting to it.
Literally,
like, start hit you up like, oh. What's going on? Yeah. You're not speaking to me. Like,
nah, to be fair, if you just set the table beforehand, then not really.
Nah.
Pussy ain't been like that since 2012.
The game's changed.
Since pussy had... Remember back in the days when girls would put, like, the Mohican strip on the pussy? No?
I don't know.
You
know,
nah, I know what you mean.
What, 2012?
Fuck you. Nah, the runway thing. The runway thing.
Hey, wait. There was one time, yeah, when babe messed up the Mohican, yeah,
oh my God.
And it was looking kind of square, innit?
Why did you just get rid of it?
Wait, so the way the pussy looked, I won't say the name, but it looked like someone's famous moustache.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I was like,
oh my, that's someone famous.
I was like, this is a dictatorship right here?
Oh my goodness gracious me.
What's going on?
He's pushing this mind.
You lot outdo yourself every single episode.
Bro, every time we go lower, every time.
I'm actually scared what we're going to be like, if we even make it 10 more episodes.
You know what we're talking about? Like the Tyler, the Creator albums. How?
Yeah. We're going the other way.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Tyler was my toxic, now he's bisexual.
When I was in school, his first album, I remember.
Man got banned from Europe, bro.
The guy was talking mess.
Ridiculous.
The guy was talking mess. The whole Odd Future thing, I was fucking with it. I used to love Odd Future when I was.
I thought they were weirdos, bro. I never listened to this.
They were weirdos, but I fucked with them.
But that's the thing, it's like...
Yonkers scared me, blood.
That's the thing, like, one minute Tyler was like a weirdo and then I woke up and he was bisexual. Like, well, allegedly, whatever. I don't think he's actually come out.
No, he's gay. I'm saying he's actually come out.
He became mad homophobic.
After all the homophobic stuff he said.
Yeah. When he done it, it was just like, there was no transition.
I thought he was trolling.
Yeah, then I was like, I just woke up one day and he was like, kind of...
boys now. Like, remember like him rapping on Funk Flex?
Yeah, Funk Flex.
Like, gay buck sex and like, what made you go that verse?
That's so funny.
Funk Flex is one of the funniest people ever.
Ever,
he's
bro.
So
looking
funny.
For buff neck niggas.
Funk Flex is so funny, bro.
That's fucking bars, nigga.
Like when he had
you know nothing about that.
When he had I think he had Dave East and Styles P on there.
Yeah.
And he was like, they're laughing at you, nigga.
You lied.
Which one was it when he was like, you're not qualified? I think it's the same one. He goes, you're not qualified to give motherfucking rules on the motherfucking game, you bozo.
was that directed at Drake, innit?
I think so.
It's a Drake. You lied.
And then he was like, stick to motherfucking bacon and eggs and breakfast, nigga.
He's bonkers.
Is anyone here in a 360 deal?
Nah, bro.
Not that I know of anyway.
Everyone here free agents?
Well, I got out of my 360 deals, bro.
Huh?
I have to get out of them.
Oh, you got out of it?
Yeah, call your lawyer now. 100, bro.
Use your lawyer, too, because
yeah, man, he came free for you.
He should represent himself. I speak on him.
Free bro.
My last 360 deal was kind of nasty. Like, it was kind of like limiting my tweets, like what I could do, what I can like on there.
Good.
I can't lie. You can take everything from me, but you can't limit my tweets, man.
Yeah.
Limit your tweets a bit, man.
Yeah.
Someone needs to limit Alex's tweets.
You can't limit him.
You can't limit him.
You can't manage me. You can't manage me. You can't contain him.
But like,
you cannot replace him.
You cannot replace him. Pep's a fraud. But even so, the whole likes thing, it got a bit like, I might like one or two Honey's pictures because I genuinely like, I fuck with the picture.
Yeah.
But
that became an issue.
Huh?
That became an issue.
Yeah, ooh. But there was one time I realised I was going a little crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you see how Jamaica Independence Day is like tomorrow on Friday?
Yeah.
You know what I'm waiting for?
Oh, yeah, the face to fly.
Yeah, the face to fly, yeah. All right,
yeah. Like, hey, careful that one still.
But that would be going crazy.
But all I got to say is, yeah, for the guys, it's for the bitches.
It's for the bitches, nigga.
But you know that one I always wait for? Nigga might put their Independence Day on my diary. Eritrea.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say Eritrea.
Eritrea. Hey, where is it? It's sometime in May. I'm like, that's a good time on the tour.
Eritrea, Jamaica, Congo went crazy. Angola.
There.
Oh,
nigga snuck Angola in there.
That's not. Are you niggas even independent?
you said me last November Angola were going crazy. I'm surprised myself, bro.
Okay, that's fair enough. Nigga, you're not Angolan, you're from Mozambique. How many times have we been over this?
I'm going to come, nigga.
But yeah, I've been trying to give out game on Twitter. Put in the bookmarks and DM about 5 days later.
Well, when the heat dies down.
Yeah.
The block's hot right now.
Niggas are playing the game wrong. You're DMing during prime time. It's like trying to drive home from central London at 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
you're hustling backwards, bro.
It's not happening.
Just put in maybe even a week or two, because that's how you know you might be the only guy. But, you know, we wrapping up right now, so...
Mm.
Apes on Tapes.
Gords, thank you for coming down, bro.
For real, bro. Love, man. Your lawyer done wavy, but I hear you. Yeah, man.
What's this episode?
19, I
believe. 19, episode 19. The hashtag LT Pod. Over and out.
Thank
enough you, love. Enough. Peace.